With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tens of thousands of pro-life Americans rally in Washington at the 51st annual March for Life.
They traveled to the nation's capital from around the country, braving snow and freezing temperatures to promote the sanctity of life. Jeannie Mancini is president of the March for Life.
We will march until abortion is unthinkable.
A noontime rally on the National Mall featured a lineup of pro-life religious and political leaders, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Afterwards, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies.
Correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNnews.com, South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is endorsing former President Trump for president. Scott made the announcement Friday night at Mr. Trump's rally in New Hampshire. The U.S. and Israel have a conversation Friday.
President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu finally spoke by phone after a glaring nearly four-week gap in direct communication. The two leaders spoke frequently in the weeks after the October 7th Hamas attack, but their direct communication decreased amid fundamental differences over their visions for Gaza once the war ends. Neither side shows signs of budging, and both men are hemmed in by domestic political considerations. Netanyahu says he told U.S. officials in plain terms he will not support a Palestinian state as part of any post-war plan. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The United States launches more airstrikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. On Friday, the White House said the Navy conducted three successful self-defense strikes against the missile launchers. The U.S. recently reclassified the Iranian-backed group as a terrorist organization after Biden removed them from the terror list after he took office. Alec Baldwin is indicted once again on charges of involuntary manslaughter following the shooting on set. This is SRN News. Parents want more control of what their kids learn at school.
According to a new poll from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, roughly two-thirds of America's moms and dads want to be able to opt their kids out of lessons that conflict with their religious beliefs. 67% of respondents in Beckett's latest Religious Freedom Index study also agree that, quote, parents are the primary educators of their children. The primary bone of contention is curriculum that promotes transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's conservative government says it will not change policies designed to limit kids' exposure to the LGBT lifestyle, even though the European Union is demanding they do so. The EU's vowed to continue withholding billions of euros in funding from Hungary in an effort to force the government to repeal the laws. Budapest has released a statement saying for Hungary, it is unacceptable to spread LGBT propaganda among children. This is SRN News. EVs are not selling as fast as some thought.
Sales of electric vehicles are growing, but not as fast as the industry expected. Many consumers are buying hybrids instead. So Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected EV sales growth. This will affect about 1,400 workers, says Ford. Some will transfer to other jobs, and others are expected to take a special retirement program offer. Ford is also saying that it's creating hundreds of new jobs at its Michigan assembly plant to meet demand for the Bronco SUV and Bronco Raptor, and the all-new Ranger pickup and the Ranger Raptor. I'm Rita Foley.
Alec Baldwin's indicted once again on charges of involuntary manslaughter. New Mexico prosecutors are charging the actor for the on-set death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during the filming of Rust in 2021. More details at SRNnews.com.